Operating IT equipment requires massive amounts of electricity. And while servers today are much more efficient than older models, data centers still lose a lot of power as IT equipment generates heat. To make matters worse, in some parts of the country, power capacity may be limited or inconsistent. But there are strategies for making better use of the available power, and even options for data centers interested in generating their own power. Hello, I'm Nick Martin, Assistant Site Editor for SearchDataCenter.com, and in this podcast, I'm speaking with Bob McFarlane, a principal in charge of data center design for Shen, Milsom, and Wilkie, to find out more about data center energy reuse and generation and discuss whether recent experiments to take data centers off the grid entirely are actually practical. Bob, thanks for joining us.
Always glad to work with TechTarget.
First, what are the differences among cogeneration, independent power production, and heat reclaim, and are these terms interchangeable?
Well, they're used interchangeably a lot of places in the industry, but they're really not. Cogeneration, which is usually just called cogen, is technically the production of two forms of usable energy from one fuel source. It's also known as CHP, or combined heat and power. Most common example would be a gas-fired turbine generator that delivers electricity and heat. The electricity, of course, powers the equipment. The heat then drives what's known as an absorption-type chiller to provide cooling. Now, IPP, independent power production, uses a local fuel source to run a generator of sufficient capacity to power the equipment. But the resulting heat may or may not be utilized. So when people refer to this as cogen, it really isn't. But the excess power can be sold back to the public utility at what's called the utility unused fuel cost. That's a federal definition. And it can be only a few cents per kilowatt. So if you're buying electricity at 12 or 14 cents a kilowatt, for example, the power company may only pay you back 2 or 3 cents a kilowatt hour. So it's not a major moneymaker in most cases. The efficiency, however, that you gain by doing independent power production is based on two factors. One is you're running your generator close to capacity. Data centers use about the same amount of power, virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you can size your generator and run your generator close to capacity, which makes it very efficient. The utility can't do that. They have to size for peak times, like the middle of summer on July 4th. So they're running at relatively low efficiency a lot of the time. Also, you're avoiding transmission losses and costs. A lot of power is lost through the wires and the transformers that send it miles and miles across town and across the country. You're sending it a matter of feet from your generators to your equipment, so you're avoiding all those losses. So independent power production, or IPP, can be quite efficient, even if you're not selling power back to the power company at any significant amount of gain. Heat reclaim is simply reusing the heat produced by any energy-consuming device, capturing it and channeling it to a useful purpose. Now, usually, this is used for things like heating the building in winter and cooling it in the summer via an absorption chiller. But it takes a lot of heat energy to run an absorption chiller, so that becomes a problem.
Given those differences, which would be the most practical for data centers to implement and why?
Well, all three are possible, but with significant caveats. IPP is straightforward. Independent power production just requires a suitable generator plant. And in fact, the infamous 2007 EPA study on data center power consumption strongly recommended that data centers produce their own power wherever possible to reduce the need for the construction of new power plants. Heat reclaim, however, is probably the most common for things like keeping battery rooms at temperature and heating ancillary areas like, you know, adjacent network operating centers and such that can get pretty cold if they're being cooled by the air conditioners that are cooling the data center. Now, cogen, however, is major. Large absorption chillers, contrary to popular belief and understanding, require more heat than comes out of our computing equipment. We think our data centers are getting hot. Nowhere near enough heat to run absorption chillers. Even most diesel generators don't put out enough heat to run a decent-sized absorption chiller. There are special chillers that can operate with these lower temperatures, but these are not really what we want for high-efficiency power generation. So cogen really requires a fairly large-scale operation to be really attractive.
What are the major concerns when data centers consider cogeneration or independent power production options?
Well, quite frankly, for both of them, the biggest obstacles are environmental restrictions and return on investment. Most municipalities are not going to let you run conventional diesel generators continuously except during emergencies. And large generating plants, of course, require operational personnel and potentially complex pollution controls if it's a big enough operation. So with the small rebate on sold back power, capital cost recovery may never occur. Now, if you're out in the middle of the boondocks somewhere where you don't have to worry too much about noise pollution, then you may be able to run a large generating plant. And, of course, things like gas turbine generators produce a different kind of noise that can be easier to control. But you still have to deal with all of the pollution regulations and all of the filings and all of that. So this is really the major concern. It's environmental.
Do you see independent power production technologies becoming more mainstream in the years ahead?
Well, depends on the type of power production, I guess. The Uptime Institute in 2009 made generators a requirement for all of their infrastructure tier levels. So if you're designing with the Uptime Institute tier levels as any kind of a guideline, whether you're certifying them or to the tier levels or not, then as far as the Uptime Institute is concerned, Tier 1, 2, 3, 4 all require generators. For Tier 3 and 4, they added another very interesting statement. I think that was in their 2008 version. And to paraphrase it, what they said is that the generator is considered the primary source of power, with the public utility considered to be a cost-effective alternative that is expected to fail. So this clearly says that local generation should become more mainstream if it can get around the environmental restrictions. Now, of course, we have a whole different kind of situation if we go to things like solar panels, wind turbines, geothermal. These all eliminate the environmental pollution problem, of course, unless you consider visual pollution a concern, and a lot of people do. But the problem with any of these is efficiency and capital cost. It frankly takes a lot of solar panels or wind turbines to power a data center, and there's no giant breakthrough that I'm aware of on the horizon. There are also technical issues in coupling these things to the grid, so if you want to sell power back to the power company, there are some technical issues involved, and the power company has to deal with them, but these can be overcome. And of course, if the sun isn't shining, you know, the wind stops blowing, then you need the grid to keep running. So the real answer in the long term may turn out to be fuel cells. They produce both power and substantial heat without relying on nature. But they're still really very expensive, and they have limited availability in the sizes that we need for data centers. But people are watching, and people are trying to build better fuel cells, and in my opinion, that might turn out to be the ultimate answer, at least for our industry.
Will data centers ever be self-sustaining and off the grid entirely?
The EPA would love that. But it takes real guts to disconnect completely from the grid. And if you stay connected but you never use it, then you're going to be charged mightily for the privilege, because the utility is not going to be too interested in putting big power systems into your facility and letting them just sit there unused while you don't use any power and they don't get any revenue from them. So they're going to charge you for that privilege. There is an experimental data center project going on in New York and Texas that's going to go completely off the grid. It intends to rely solely on wind and solar generation, with a lot of wind in upstate New York and, of course, a lot of sun in Texas. But they're building two data centers in very, very different locations, with the expectation that if one runs short of power for any reason, they can switch complete computing operations to the other site. Now, this is a different approach, and I think you have to say it's a rather expensive form of redundancy. and there's still no absolute guarantee that conditions might not be unfavorable at both sites simultaneously. But they believe that they can do it with no connection to the grid whatsoever. Time will tell.
That's all the time we have for today. I want to thank Bob McFarland for joining us. I'm Nick Martin, and you can learn more about data center power at searchdatacenter.com.